To the editor. I want to preface what I'm about to say with genuine thanks to counselors Jamie Lowery and Sarah Inch. They have been diligent in following up on this critical issue for our local democracy. It takes courage to fight a group of self-serving politicians. I'm going to unpack some of what council and the mayor have recently said on the record. Their statements deserve scrutiny. In recent weeks, both Beta Day and The Nugget featured articles regarding North Bay City Council's ongoing resistance to studying a ward system, much less implementing one. I will start with Councillor Main. Quoting from the Beta Day article, he said, "Too many existing councillors are living in the same ward, and we stand to dilute the quality of council." Arguably, council could hardly be worse, but for good measure, Councillor Main also told The Nugget the following. If a ward system were in place, Caun. Justine Mala, Deputy Mayor Maggie Horsfield and Caun. Sarah Inch would be in competition with one another, as they all live within the same part of town. However, only one would be elected to represent that specific area. These statements by Councillor Main are patently false. I performed a 5-second search on the internet by typing the following into Google: Ward Systems Ontario Eligibility 2022, and discovered that lo and behold, councillors do not have to run in the ward where they live. I will also point out that Main's statement that only one would be elected to represent that specific area is just as ignorant. There are many municipalities in Ontario that elect 2 councillors per ward. I hope Main takes a more thorough approach to research for the rest of his council duties. I will now move to Councillor Mark King. I will give him credit for his consistency in his opposition to wards. In his latest utterance, King stated, "We're all trying to figure out how to come together as a country, and we're going to separate how we do governance as a city." King is equating our national fight against a crummy U.S. president with city governance. Really? I guess he feels that if we all just sing kumbaya and hold hands, things will be okay. I can just barely hear him joining in for the chorus from his house in East Ferris, where he lives largely free from the consequences of his decisions at council. The rest of the council was largely silent but nevertheless voted to kill the motion in committee. At least they were smart enough not to try to defend what has become indefensible. City Clerk Karen McIsaac took it upon herself not to prepare a report on the feasibility of a ward system, claiming that she did not have the expertise. Fair enough. The problem here is that the original motion was sent to committee in 2023. Over 2 years ago, she says the obstacle is $50,000 for a report, and we are now out of time, because the motion sat for 2 years. For a city that's forked out over $1 million for a birthday party, $50,000 is a paltry figure. Why the 2-year delay? Seems like city staff do whatever they want down at 200 McIntyre Street East. Our mayor ran on the promise that things would be different at City Hall. He said he supported, at minimum, studying a ward system. Well, 3 years later, his research and experiences have prompted him to flush that commitment down the toilet. It's not the first of his campaign commitments to get the flush. Would the mayor be so kind as to share with us his research? Why was the motion allowed to rot and die in committee for over 2 years? The mayor has a great deal of explaining to do. What I see is a council, save for Lowery and Inch, that knows moving to a ward system would be detrimental to their own electoral fortunes. We've got a chorus line of councillors serving their own interests, not yours. Wes Fudge, North Bay.